God some glory this morning. We're just going to praise him this morning as she come to the pulpit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, give God some praise. Give him some praise.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I hear him say, I am God, and I will do what I say. God is going to do what he say. And I just want to thank him for my daughter, Jackie. And I want to thank him that the Holy Spirit let me be who I am. And I will. I'm trying. It didn't come into my heart to do continue, but I told the Lord, I said, God, I kind of thank you for what you did for this old lady. I look back, read the scriptures. I know you don't understand. Am I losing people?
Yeah, you lost me.
I'm thinking. I'm just thinking. I see what he's producing.
Yes, Lord.
And I like it.
Yeah,
me too. I saw myself in the church in this last move, and he gonna do just what he said. Amen. And then sister got up behind her and said the same. He gonna do what he say. It's a time and a place for all things. So if you waiting on God for something, wait, because he's going to do what he say. But then I heard him say again, he said, when I said repent, I mean repent. He said, as you repent, you're going to see a move that I have been promising you. Because I can't come in on holy things. We got to get for real that what he say, don't do, then we don't do. I guess I'm getting off here, but so last week, brother, I had studied this. Ooh, I studied something. I got so excited. Ooh, God. Ooh. And then he did froop. I said, wait a minute now. And I got kind of a little upset. I said, well, maybe this is just for me. Okay, now, Lord, here it is. What we going to do? You know you usually give me some up in the week, and here it is Friday, Thursday, and I ain't got nothing. I need to call somebody. And he just listened. Look, like he said. And all of these say go into Colossians and Corinthians, and I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you something that I want in the church. I said, then I got really happy. I'm up at night. I'm just, you know, and I don't get too much sleep. I'm sorry. I don't, you know, for some reason, I don't get a lot of sleep. But I told the Lord, I said, God, I really appreciate you. I do. I appreciate the children of God. I appreciate, you know, I tell you what I've learned. Let somebody help you. Don't ever get a degree where you can't get no help.
Good.
I don't know what that is. Thank you, Brother Ed. Don't ever get a degree where you can't let nobody help you. If the Lord moves in the church and you feel the Spirit of the Lord like this morning, the Spirit of the Lord moves mightily. It's moving mightily in this church. So ain't nobody gonna get, and you know when things get out of order, don't you know, brother? We just got the Spirit of God know when things get out of order. So soon as things are in order, you follow that order no matter what the order is saying. Get out of your mind and let the Lord have your mind and follow that order. I don't know if anybody understands what I'm saying. You know, but you got to follow the order that the Holy Ghost, we got to follow Jesus. We'll never have nothing going on. The mantle store, he can't get too big. I would tell him, who tells the prophets what to do? I've seen people just fall down, do every kind of thing. I said, now who? They got to have somebody. They tell them, hey, you got to stop this. You can't be too big or you can't be instructed. Except we come as little children. We shall in no kid. Didn't I say that? You see how kids and she just get up there and say, we got to come as little children. And ain't what you thinking, it's what the word say. If the word say it's wrong, then I don't care what you thinking. I don't know where I'm going. I'm going to pray first. I'm going to pray. I'm going to do it all orthodox. Whatever that word means. I'm going to have everything in order. Amen. But I'm telling you, I'm tired of order without God. I'm tired of, I've been in church a long time. Hallelujah. I've been in there a lot. I've learned a lot in churches. And the Lord has taken me to different people and put me under different ministries. And I've learned under each ministry I have been under. And I know it was God. Father, in Jesus' name, you gave me this for the saints and for myself. And I want to thank you. And as you spoke this morning, my heart reached out, Lord, is it I? Don't let me ever think that we're in such a place that you cannot speak to us. Help us, God. We know your voice. Stranger, we won't follow. Lord, show us the way. I pray this morning, God, you would bless all of us. Every heart that's open. Don't let them see a human person standing here, Lord, but someone in the form of your servant. God, oh God, reach out and speak to our hearts this morning. In the name of Jesus, give you glory and I give you praise. Hallelujah. Say, God, be praised. God bless you. So you may be seated. I guess that's the way it goes. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. When I was studying, I studied what it come down to was the word. So I just would put it across the page. That's the word. But I'm going to go over in Chronicles. The Lord is doing something in this hour. And I pray that you would pray that the Lord would lead me for, you know, the leader. And we stand with one another to know how to get this thing done. But one thing I know is that he's cleansing our minds, our souls. You know, and I believe he's hearing our repentances. You know, that we really want to do the right thing. God know when you want to do, you just talking. And he trying to, I said, Lord, hey, you hear people talking about they love you every day. So you know what I'm saying. If I'm saying I'm loving you, hey, because you know my heart. You know me. And then we go, oh, God, I love you. Hey, you said with tears it ain't loving God. Hallelujah. Then you think he hear that? He don't. You know what? He look at your obedience. And I've learned obedience is better than sacrifice. I've learned about obedience, brother, honestly. Do what he say. And that's what Mary said. She said, whatever he do, whatever he tell you to do, do it. Amen. And so when David them got down and, you know, and everything kind of got screwed up, the ark been taken, the Philistines done took it away. Hallelujah. It's parked in somebody else's house. And the Lord showed me something. He showed me something. We want to bring back the glory of God, the ark. The ark they thought was magical. They thought, I don't think it was magical. I just believe that this is what God made. Praise the Lord. But all the things in the ark stood for something spiritual. And I don't know. I ain't studied it hard enough to know. I do know that the wood and the staves, they stood for humanity, crisis. But so I'm not preaching about the ark. I'm preaching about the glory of God coming back to the church and what we got to do to get it back. First, he told us to repent. So I know all last week, and I don't know about nobody else, we thinking about repentance. Now, we had a minister that absolutely got in sackcloth and ashes. I mean, for real. You know, they for real. But I wasn't looking to see who done changed what. But, you know, our hearts have to change. You got to want to be what God say you're supposed to be. And so David looked, he said, we got to go get the ark back. So in First Chronicles, around the 13th chapter, David tries to bring back the ark. Okay, let's read it. Oh, sorry, I didn't know. First Chronicles 13. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, sometimes, you know, whatever this mess is. It was a lot. I'm gonna tell y'all something. It was a lot of stuff into this corona thing. It wasn't just corona. It's a lot of different little things in this disease. And you know, you may not have corona 9 or whatever they got, but this devil had a lot of stuff in there. And that's all the Lord. It's a lot of things. People get sick. You know, they be weak and all this. And they ain't got no corona, but what you got? What am I doing? I'm weak. What's this about? You know, but I just want to thank God. You need to thank God that hallelujah, that you might have been sick. You might have been had this or that. And the devil said, yeah, you about, you know, and he got you looking at you. Oh, they say that's what they do. Oh, they do. You know how it went, but you still standing. You still feeling good. Amen. And you still got faith that you ain't got nothing but Jesus. I ain't got nothing but Jesus. Come on. But you know, I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want to make anybody, because people, I've learned this, Brother Ed. I'm an old child, and I've learned people. And I let people be people. And I accept you the way you are. I've learned that. I had to learn that, and I learned it. You know, if you're the kind of person that do such stuff, somebody tell me, I say, oh, that's them. You know what I'm saying? I've learned to get along with people. Well, it's time, don't you think? It's time for you to learn, too. So keep your eyes on the Lord, loving people, and you it'll get you to where I'm telling you. You can sleep at night. But if you know, sister so-and-so, she says something. Y'all just stay woke for the crazy stuff. Amen. People just people. And I just let the Lord help people. I say, well, Lord, you know that's the way it goes. I don't think she meant no harm. And don't get offended by it every time somebody look at you. You get offended. You know, she didn't even speak. Be ashamed of yourself. Come on, grow up. You know, she might have had some on her mind or something. Why can't you think that way? So, you know, Sister Harlan used to speak, but she didn't speak. Then you need to say, Sister Harlan, you okay, honey? You know what I'm saying? Thank you, Jesus. And sometimes you can just, I know, a card. This is my experience. A card, a telephone number, a telephone, or this or that make people feel good. And I'm telling you, people look for you, sister, and I'm not trying to, because I be careful about it. I don't be bragging here. This I go to see older people in this neighborhood. And when I ain't there, I send them a card. So when doing this virus thing, praise Lord, I had to send one of the ladies, I do her hair. I can do hair. You got a pastor that's got a lot of, but anyway, I can do hair. But anyway, I do her hair. And so I told her granddaughter, she said, you know what, Sister Davis? I'm learning. I said, well, that's wonderful. So I'm going to teach you how to curl. Like we curl. Hot curlers. I'm going to teach you. Do you know I could teach them? They don't know how to curl. But I learned how to curl back yonder. I said, so I'm going to come over and teach you how to curl. And you curl her hair and everything. And so I couldn't get over that this morning. I sent her a card. And I have another lady I go to see. She's 80, 90 years old. And I stopped and she was on the porch with her. And I masked up and we went. And she was telling me, say, you know what? I've been praying. Lord, please, Sister David back here. When you can be real. I'm not saying I'm all that real. No, I'm just me. But when people see Jesus in you, they know it. And it's real love. It ain't nothing put on and playing. They just love you. And you don't have to have, you know, you got to study, have studies. You got to have love. Let me say that. You got to have some love. That's what you got to have. People ain't gonna remember a lot of the things you said, but they can remember you as a person, how you came across, because you can't make up your love. Hello. You can't pretend like you love somebody. I'm telling you, love is real. Love is tangible. You can feel it. Hallelujah. I can shake this brother's hand. Hallelujah. And I can say, I'm glad to see you. I wish I'd done something. You may not say nothing, but your spirit gonna tell this man. We have so much stuff in the church. They hugging each other. Oh, praise the Lord, so and so and so and so. And no, they don't mean what they say. Now, this wasn't what I was supposed to preach. Maybe it is. So David consulted. Now he's going to bring back the ark. He said, because it's down in the third verse, he said, let us bring again the ark of our God to us. He said, for we inquired not as in the days of Saul. And all the congregation said that they would do so. And I'm saying we need to bring back the power of God in the church. And if I say that, everybody in this church is going to say, amen. But there's a way you got to do this thing. And we're going to just go over and see what David did. So David gathered all Israel number 5 and went to Sihon of Egypt, even into the entering of Hamath, to bring the ark of God from Kirjatharim. David went up, and all Israel, by Allah, that is Kirjatharim, which belonged to Judah, to bring up this the ark of God, the Lord that dwelleth between the cherubims, whose name is called on it. Praise God. And they carried the ark of God in a new cart. Oh, they doing it. They had a new cart. Listen, they carried the ark of God in a new cart. It was a new cart, naturally so. When you get this thing, we got to carry this thing back right. And just because you get something new, I don't want nothing new to carry it on. I think I like the old stuff best. But they carried a new cart, and when they carried the cart, the priests, I guess who had not did what they supposed to do in the beginning, because the priests got to clean up. We can't bring this thing back to them until we clean up. Now, there are certain people in the church that are prayer warriors and people that are supposed to be praying and seeking God. They got to do their part. Everybody got a part. When I heard this boy this morning, I said, God, you talking. I said, help me to get what you saying. Because everybody got a part in the church. We have intercessors. The intercessors got to start interceding. Everybody got to do their part to bring this thing back. Because we need God in the church. We need the power of God in the church. Because when we get filled with the Holy Ghost, it comes with more than just speaking in tongues. It comes with power. Jesus, and I got Matthew, I got so excited, oh my God. It comes with power. When you got God, you got power. Power to lay hands on the sick. Power to raise the dead. Now that's what he said. So we got the word. And I'm not saying that to what God used out, you know, but we kind of separate that. But it's not separated. It's not separated. No. It was never separated when Jesus walked the earth. Oh, help me, Lord. When they came around Jesus, they came for food. They came to get healed. Because the Bible say he healed everyone. Now, if that's not necessary, why did he do it? And I've been wanting to be like him, tell you the truth. I read about this man called Jesus. And I told him when I first met him, I want to know everything about you. I want to know what you ate, how you went to school. I want to know everything about you. He said, okay. I want to know everything about you. All right. You want to know? And I didn't know it was God leading me. I was young and, I sit down. And so he said, well, learn to say that. I said, learn to say that. What is a seder? So he let me come in contact with people that was going to teach me more about him. And I learned Hebrew. Now, I don't know what I'll be saying. But I know that's what the phrase say. Baruah to Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher tishana v'mispato, sher yon tov. I know that means about lighting the candles. But now what them words say, And everybody got so excited because here I am, you know, standing up, Baruah to Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam. But, and then we went to see a thing and here they doing it and I'm doing it. And I don't know what I'm saying. I'm just saying because I learned it from the brother. But it blessed and it helped and it helped me especially. Oh, to realize how wonderful Jesus is. Everything that he had. Everything that he tried to show them. Children of God, everything that God do is for a reason. It's a purpose of what he does. Even us coming together in the church, I heard her say, she said, you know, we can look at, we can do this and we can do that, but nothing like coming together. Why? Because that's what he ordained. He ordained for us to be together. Now, we can't maybe be together like we could, but it's going to be. God gonna be. God showed me something and I believe it. I really believe it, Al. I believe. So when the Lord began to, not only you, Al, people have been doing this and I got kind of lyrics. Lord, nah, that ain't what you showed me. You showed me you're gonna use me. You showed me what I was gonna be doing in this area. But I'm looking like I'm getting my appetite. People just come to Sister David's songs. So I say, what? Whoa. I'm not looking up there. You know what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. But I had a brother that called me. I don't know when it was. He used to come to with. He said, Sister Davis, he used to come to your church. I want to come back. So on. Okay, brother, you're welcome. You know what I'm saying? So I'm having people. I guess it's my age. I put it on my age. Okay. Because if I don't do something like that, I'm going to be thinking of other stuff. So David got everybody ready to go get the ark. And they carried the ark of God on a new cart. Mm-hmm. And Uzzah in Ahio drove the cart who was supposed to be priest. And David and all Israel played with singing. We've been singing, child. We come to this church. God moving this church this morning. And we can sing and praise God, but that ain't all of it. That ain't all. I'm sorry. That just ain't all of it. Because after we get through singing and praising God, we walk out the church and something's still hanging on us. Help us, God. God is looking for me, you, everybody, to make a complete turn. To be for real. Lord, forgive me. He means he want to forgive you and change you and make you obedient. And make you have a mind to be obedient. Thank you, Jesus. You know what, Brother Ed? I've been through some trials. I'm coming out now. But what took me through was love. Love for people I was teaching. Love for things I saw. I say, I'm a leader. If I don't get this thing right, that young person over there gonna get it wrong. Cause they'd come to me and say, well, Pastor, I'm gonna sign. So a lot of things I went through for that reason. Be so because of what Jesus said. But I say, well, and then Jesus been telling me, you know, he wouldn't tell me what do. He told me, say, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Remember I was teaching y'all about that? I said, I can rejoice, Lord, but that exceedingly glad thing, I ain't come to that yet. I'm just telling the truth. He knows my heart. I said, I will rejoice. So I started rejoicing and praising God. But I said, Lord, forgive me. I want to get exceedingly glad. But as I've gone on, hallelujah, and the Lord told me what to say, and hallelujah, and the last thing, you ain't, listen, what you're saying is the truth. If you hold on to God, what he say, quit trying to figure it out. He going to do what he say. He going to open the doors he said that you think is shut. God is going to do what he say he going to do. It's just get him to say it. And he already done said it. Praise the Lord. God have come here. He has come in your life, gave you prophecy. He done told you, I'm going to do this. I'm going to save your children. I'm going to do this. I'm going to hold on to what God say. And this is something simple. Praise the Lord. He said, by his stripes you will heal. I was weak in this. That thing took the strength out of me. But you know what I said? I said, I'm strong. Because the Bible said, let the weak say I'm strong. I said, Lord, you told me I'm strong. And I wasn't strong, I don't care. My pastor said, Pastor, you was weak. Your voice, and I didn't have no idea because I'm saying I'm strong. And they say my voice weak. Brother Ed, I didn't know my voice was weak because I'm saying I'm strong. I'm healed. I'm blessed. I'm God's child. Hallelujah. And that's the way I've been walking for the past month, though. That's why I just say, I'm strong. Go downstairs, I say, Lord, I'm strong. Somebody said, you been going downstairs? I said, I sure do. It's good exercise. Come on. Yeah, I'm going downstairs. I'm not going. Brother, on that day, I told y'all about this. And it's, not me. I'm talking about Jesus. What he put in you. I said, Lord, I'm so weak, I just, you know. So I sit on the couch, and my husband, he's a sweet little thing. Honey, lay down. Worst thing you can do at times. So, brother, I laid there, and I got weak and weak, and I look up, now I don't want to eat. Now I'm losing weight. Now I got sense enough to know that I have to eat in this literal body like I do my physical, and I have to eat. So I'm eating spiritually, but literally I was not eating, and I was getting weaker and weaker. Looking on the street, I said, oh, my God, I lost almost 10 pounds. Ooh, Lord. So that day I was just wrung out. I got up and I said, you know what? Girl, you better get yourself up here and shake yourself. What's wrong with you? I got up that morning and sat on the couch. I said, you're not laying down today, sis. You're going to sit up and so the Lord can give you some strength. Sit up and you're going to eat a little something. Get up, girl. I just shook myself. You know what I mean? I know what's, you know, goodness gracious. And let me tell y'all something. That day, all my children came out. You know, God, now let me tell you, God knows just what to get you up. All you got to do is make an effort. And then whatever else it takes to make you happy in it, come on, stay with me. Happy in that effort, he going to do it for you. All the kids came out. So the next door, the lady said, oh, did you have a class? Because she know I'm a minister. I said, no, that was my daughters. I mean, all of them that was up here came out. Bringing this and bring zero that. Mama drank this. Mama, I got everything. Somebody said, you got what you need. I don't need number prayer because I got everything else. I mean, my box is full of boost and this and that and don't drink this and eat that. My box is filled from the, honest to goodness, from the top to the bottom. God is a good God. And he knows how to bless you. I say he knows how to bless you. And I was just praying. Now these are natural things. I don't know how I'm getting to this. I said, Lord, and I'd worry about it. I said, I can't do a thing with my hair. I'm just tired of my, Lord, I don't want you to take my hair now. I'm not being disrespectful. Don't take my hair. I want my hair. But I couldn't do nothing with my hair. Nothing. So my daughter came out. Mama, I'm gonna do something. Now, because I said, I don't know if I like that. So Jackie came out, that thing that's in there. Be out, half of my, I said, okay. I said, well, I'm going to get my hair washed and you can just do it. She came out and she found a product that I ain't got to put nothing hot in my head. This is the product she put on my hair. And when she put it on, go, whoop. Because, I mean, they went to the moon. Come on, they got everything else. If you need something, just because it's, you know. And she said, I found something, Mom. I'm thinking you're going to like it. So she came and said, I'm going to keep it. For you, I'm gonna keep it. I said, Jackie has so much to do. I don't want her to come out. I'll be out there in half an hour, Mama. Half an hour, she's there. And I sit there. She parted and she go, and go, don't ask me what this mess is. Ain't no heat though. I heard, you know, you have to put heat on it to press it out. You know what I'm saying? You know, lick the combs and this kind of thing. But I know it was burning it out. You know what I mean? But I don't have to put no heat on this. All of this is just a product. She put it on my hair and went. Looks good. I'm talking about God. Really, I'm trying to tell you what God will do. He loves you down to your hair. What you care about, he cares about. Absolutely. He cares about what you care about. And don't stand on him like this. You such a blessing. All of y'all. Y'all, you've been through things and you had to say you stood on. You had to say something in your heart caused you to believe. You ain't got to say, well, no, something God did. If you saved, you delivered, it's something that God did. Ain't nothing you brought that was so good, but your repentance and knowing that God is God. If you ever realize that you're serving God, that's it. My young husband, I'm going to get back to this. He always told me, say, honey, I'm going to get the kids out of the city. He grew up in his daddy built their house and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, he started building a house up on that hill, a 5-bedroom home up on the hill, right around the corner. We bought some land. He started building. So I conceived my son, and we didn't have no toilet. We didn't have no water and other things up there we didn't have. And everybody said, oh, you can't, they ain't going to give. I said, he said, honey, we just need. I said, well, he said, we just need to go to the bank, get enough money to put the well in and, you know, put the, what we need. I said, okay. And the bank, they said, well, you can't go to the bank because they ain't going to let you have no money because there's got to be somebody that, somebody that in the business to put your stuff in. You got to have a license this, a contractor, and a license that. Don't tell me about God. And a license that. The Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, you go to the bank. See, I'm over here. He said, you look at that man in his eyes, and don't you fail. See, if you get tired of his eyes, look at his nose. That's what the Lord told me. I walked in that bank, sit down. He said, what you want? I said, I want some money. And then say, and thou I come thou. I said, I need some money. I need some money. And I looked at his eyes, looking at it. He said, what you doing? I said, my little young husband is building me a house. And I don't have no water. And I ain't got no outside. I ain't got nothing up there. And I need some money. Now I'm looking in his eyes. He dropped him. I still look. He looked at him. I'm looking in his eyes. Because that's what the Holy Ghost told me to do. Amen. He said, okay. He said, I'll come up and look and see what y'all doing. So the president, the vice president, and the president's president, they came up in the house that my husband was building his children. And they looked around, and he, you know, he's excellent in what he does. When you get him to do something, it's done. I don't care if it's stringing or string, it's going to be perfect. They looked around, and he said, I like what you're doing. He said, come up there Monday, we'll talk about it. And went right back up there, everybody's still telling me, he ain't going to do nothing. And I'm going to tell you how what God does. He said, how much? I said, I guess $8,000, but we had checked out what he did. We just need about $8,000, you know, to put the well in and stuff like that. He said, okay, you can have it. I said, thank you. Ring! Hello, this is so-and-so-and-so-and-so. Ma'am, oh, I'm sorry, do you have a contractor? This is the truth of heaven. He said, we don't, you know, you have to have a contractor. The Lord let me see. Oh, I could tell y'all something, make y'all hair curl. You got to know God. If you believe him, you ain't got to be perfect, but you got to be perfect in what you know. If you know you wrong, you got to get right. He wants you to fear him, because fear him is loving him. If you don't fear, if you don't love him, you don't fear him. And if you ain't doing what he say for you to do, you ain't loving God. So you stop lying, don't stop and say, I love the Lord. No, you don't. If you're not doing what he say, you ain't loving him. It's the truth. It's the truth. It's the truth. It's the life. You love God. You go, brother, I do what I do because I love this man. And I believe what his words say. When he said, to death do you part? I said, Lord, that's when we go part. And when we deaf. Now that's what you said. I got other young people that's trying to stay together. I got people that I know that's trying to keep it together. I'm going to keep it for you. I'm going to do it for you. I love. And God straightened that thing. I'm telling you, like you say, it's a time. He will show you. And I ain't saying I've been sitting down there suffering, because I ain't been suffering. My husband, let me tell you, my house is paid for. My car paid for. And that Cadillac I drive paid for. God has blessed us. And I ain't bragging. God just blessed us. I said, God just blessed us. When we bought that house that gave us we sold it because people, you know, the things were selling up here. It gave us a big start. And now we pay for everything we get. We don't, this church, so he taught me how to pay for stuff. So when I got the church, I had borrowed $155,000. The church is paid for. The buses are paid for. Because he showed me how to pay for stuff. So me and Gwen, we were saving the money. When Ernie found this place, the people were selling this land. And he sold it to me. And we put our money in the bank. And every time we found some interest that went up, the devil was lost, we put it in that bank. And then we found some with another proven interest, take it out of there, put it in that bank. God showed us what to do. Amen. So when I went to this bank. And I say, I'm going to build a church. I'm going to build a house. Because that's what God told me to do. He said, build a house. Build me a church. Build a house. I don't know that how you say it. Amen. And then the people got in. They started giving. The church is paid for. The church is paid for. So brother, he comes to me. Sister David, you realize you got what any man would want? I don't know what he's talking about. Yeah, I'm so stupid. I don't know. He wants his church paid for. He wants to thank that he got paid. And so I thought to myself, I said, God, you know, you just done a thing. You just done a number on me, I declare. Thank you. I said, you just done a number on me. I mean, he worked with everybody that ever did contact with me. He gave me, what you call it, favor. Favor is the best thing you can have. He gave me favor. I got things done for free, done for I mean, money got to be, and I never did get out of sorts, brother. I never got out of, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, that just me, you know. But he done things for me that people wonder how I got it done. I didn't do it. God done it. I mean, God, he just done it. He'll come in and say, somebody come in and say, you know, Miss Davis, I'm going to do this for you. I mean, many times. I'm going to just do it for you. Why? I don't know. It's wonderful. So David bringing back the ark on a new cart. God ain't looking for you to bring nothing back on nothing new right now. You know, we don't need the new stuff. We need the old things. We don't need, hallelujah, a big band, a big all this. We need righteousness, holiness, hallelujah. And then you can bring back this what the church has lost. Don't tell me the church ain't lost. And I've been in church all since I was 14. The church has lost something. Praise the Lord. I say the church, you know, we praise God and I love the services. Hallelujah. And how the Lord flows through, brother. I'm telling you, but I say, God, help us. Because God was talking to somebody this morning and believe me, I was searching me. Shoot, I'm sitting up there. I'm trying to say, Lord, you search me. Praise the Lord. But you know when God is saying something to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so they brought back the ark. So when they got it back, see, cause when you don't do it God's way, it ain't gonna come out no way. So they gathered up to this, went to the man's house and got the ark out. Cause where they put the ark at first, he got so blessed that David said, oh God, these people just getting blessed. I gotta go. You know, he knew what the ark meant. And so he went to get the ark and when he came back and you have to read it. Okay. So when they got to the David, they played. And when they came unto the threshing floor, which is number 9, Shadon Uzzah put forth his hand to hold the ark. And it was said nobody could touch that ark. Nobody could look into the ark. And I know it's a whole message in there, brother. You got to go deep in there because I'm going to go way on. And when he touched it, he died. And David got a little upset about how in the heck we going to bring this ark back. If you can't even touch it and you can't, you know, you can't do no, well, I'm going to get it back. So he left it at this man's house. And everywhere he left it, God blessed them people. Just blessed the shoe list, as we said the whole thing. So David brought not the ark number 13 himself to the city of David, but carried it aside to Obedom, the Gittite. And the ark remained with the family of Obedom in his house for 3 months. And the Lord blessed the house of Obedom and all that he had. So David's thinking in his heart, hallelujah. He left the ark there. God is blessing this man. And so David, number 15, chapter 15 of the same book. And David made him houses in the city. He just had, well, what you can do? He just served God. But listen to this. Listen to this now. And pitched in a tent. He said, prepared a place. You got to have a place for God to get back in here. He said, the Bible said he had a place for the ark of God. And look what he said. And pitched in a tent. Then David said, and he do this. We know what we got to do. He said, none ought to bear care of the ark of God but the Levites. Now why go get the Somdites if we supposed to have the Levites to carry? And who are the Levites? We are the Levites. We are Levites. The Bible says so. We are a chosen generation. Hallelujah. A holy people. He said it. I got it wrote down. We are the ones that will bring it back. But it's got to be brought back by people that love God and doing what God say. We ain't getting it back. So David gathered all Israel together to bring up the ark into the place which he had prepared for. And by the grace of God. When I read that scripture, I said, God, I'm trying to prepare a place for you. I want to prepare a place for you to come back in my heart, for you to do what you told me you're going to do in my life. Ah, hallelujah. God got something he want to do for every one of us. We got a place, brother. I'm telling you, and it's a place beyond where we are. Pray, a place where people will know who you are. Hallelujah. A place where you'll lift up Jesus and you forget about yourself. A place where you can go talk to this boy and lay hands on him. Hallelujah. And God will do whatever he needs, because all of it is together. Read your book. Read it. It's all together. Your healing, your deliverance, it's all together. When you come to Jesus, he do it all. Now that's what I'm crazy enough. I believe that, brother. That's what I believe. Amen. And then I read it. And I said, oh, Jesus. I've been reading the Bible all my life. Woo-wee, look at this. I said, woo-wee. Lord, this is wonderful. He said, you're not thinking wrong. I'm getting ready to raise up those that I'm going to raise up. That's preparing a place to put the ark. Preparing a place for my coming. They're not shucking. They ain't do. They love me. And they are preparing a place for me. In their hearts. And they think they're going to sit in a building, but it ain't so. God going to do a lot in this building. Just like he said, people standing around. But you know why people going to come? Because God is there. People follow Jesus. Prostitutes follow Jesus. Tax collectors follow Jesus. Don't be talking about, somebody said, you know, Sister Davis, our church ain't growing because we preach too much holiness. Get out of here. Now our church ain't growing because we ain't got the power of God to bring the people in. Don't be talking about, stop lying. You ain't so, come on. Somebody told me that. If they think I'm going to feel funny, no, I said, no, they ain't, well, my church ain't growing. It's something else. I'm getting down here and find out what it is. It's Sister Davis and Brother So-and-so, whatever we're supposed to be doing. Something she not doing right. Hallelujah. Because I'm going to tell you, God loves us. Jesus told people what they needed to do. Especially them Pharisees. He didn't have them. You know what, sister? I said, Lord, the money, look at how you talking to these people. The Pharisees. And so did John the Baptist. You know, God didn't play with sin. And he ain't playing no now. He telling us to straighten up and fly right, as they say back there. He just help us to straighten up. Let's stop playing the thing. Praise. We'll know how much God is doing when we come to service and see what he's doing. Because he's going to move in a church that's coming back to him. I'm going to tell you now, he's going to move. People going to get saved. They're going, you ain't got to beg people to come to the altar. I've been in services. We didn't have to beg nobody to come nowhere. Because I'm telling you, God moves so through the Holy Ghost. People fill the altars. Young people fill the altars. When nobody over there saying, bah, 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 bah. People got filled for real. And they live right. Then they get the Holy Ghost. And they go back out and they doing so-and-so, doing so-and-so. I don't want that kind of Holy Ghost. I don't want it where you go, you know, you speak in tongues and then you're out there with your boyfriend. I don't want it. Don't bring it here because I don't want it. I want to see the real. I'm sick. I've been in church all my life. I want to see God move for real. I want to see God do his God thing. I want to see it. And I know if I do what's right, he's going to do what he say. That's why I'm striving. That's why I'm striving. Because I know if I get it right, it's going to be right. You have to see the kids up so bored they don't know what to do. When I used to go to church, I'd be so bored. I'm just telling you the truth. I sit there because I had to go. You weren't talking about, I had to go to church. Monty was a missionary, big in the church. Come Wednesday night, you went. I had to go pray, and we prayed one at a time. So I had to do my one thing just like they did. I had to go. But during this time, I got so bound with Satan. I was 8 years old and I went to a movie and saw The Wolfman. You better keep your kids out these movies and off them TV things. You think that junk ain't real? It's real. Something followed me home when I was 8. Out the movie show. This demon followed me home and tormented me for years. I got married. He was still tormenting. I'd leave or go trying to get away from this demon. And then I begin to see him. He would appear to me. And he would just get up on me and look at me. His teeth was jagged. And he would look at me and grin. I got you. I got you. And I could read his mind. Let me tell y'all something. This thing real. God is real. And the devil is real. You hear me what I'm saying? People see angels. People see angels. And people see demons. And I'm a witness. People see demons. Hallelujah. But I started listening to the word. Lord, I'm trying to stay on this. I started listening to the word. I started going to a little lady whose her name was Coral. She was different from, she was a piano player at our church. But she was different. And I would sit over at her house 2 o'clock in the morning. She says, unless I begin to read the scriptures. She said, and I read about something called the Holy Ghost. Our church didn't believe in the Holy Ghost, by the way. She said, and I went and I fasted 3 days. She said, I was so weak I saw rice floating in the sky. You know, she was told the truth. Her name was Dahl Harvey. She's dead now. She said, but I spoke in tongues. I said, what's she talking about? She said, I was on my knees praying, and I began to speak a language I didn't understand. So I went to my pastor, and I asked him. He said, oh, that's the devil. Don't bother that. That is the devil. But she couldn't stop. Then she noticed that her life began to change. But she didn't get, you know, she wasn't perfect. You know, before she ever told me this, she was just different. She played a piano, and she was different from the people in my church. It's just something about her spirit. She didn't say nothing. She was just different. The Holy Ghost makes the difference. It ain't cause you so cute. It's the difference that he makes in your life when you're around people. I was sitting in the hospital. Hallelujah. And this lady was sitting across from me. And she kept doing this here. She said, it's something about you. And I've had this since I was a kid. Something about you. Something about you. Oh, Lord. And I'm not bragging. I'm talking about God is real. But in my heart, even as a kid, I wanted to be saved. My auntie took me down south when I was 7. I was baptized when I was 8. And they didn't have a lot. But I was baptized. But it put something in my heart. And then I was born in the slums and stuff. I didn't know the Bible like they did. And so pastor would have where you jump up and say what, you know. Yeah. And I would sit down and he would say, John 8:32, and they jump up. I said, going to learn me some scriptures. I went and got me what you call a composition book, cost a nickel. And I, when he'd have those Bible study, your quizzes. Why in about a year wasn't nobody popping up but me? You ain't gonna outdo me, that's just all to it. That's the kind of spirit I got. I said, you do it, I can do it. Amen. And I began to learn the word, John 8, and I learned Genesis 40 and 10, that the scepter shall not part from Judah, nor a lawgiver before his feet. Hallelujah, before Shiloh come. I didn't know what all that meant. And unto him, the gathering of the people should be. But I tell you, the things I learned then, I still remember. Now I learned it for a reason. Cause I didn't want to be sitting behind, not jumping up when the prayer says something. My life has been wonderful. God has a plan. And everywhere I think about what El said, how God put him somewhere to be over people. He will put you in a place. You just about know it as you get up what God wants with your life. Because I've always been a leader. I go to a church. The pastor said, the wife will call me, Sister Davis, so-and-so want you to be the assistant pastor. I said, no. Mm-mm. Everywhere I went, I could sit in the back and hide. Because God was leading my life. I would go sit in the back. I mean, I've been to church and sit way in the back. You, the lady back there with the green or whatever I have on. I said, oh, Lord. And yea, the Lord would say, I said, oh, Lord. You have here, like Saul had, my mom's like, but you can't have, God know where we are. Oh, God. Hell, let me get the ark back now. I'm trying now. I'm really trying hard. And so, David gathered all of Israel. This is the 15th chapter. And he gathered the sons of the Levites. This time he did it right. If you want to get the church back, you got to get some serious people. People that's been called to do what they do. Hallelujah. You got to get the prayers back. You got to do it right. It's got to be done right, or else we'll never get it back. So he got the people together. And on down the sons of so-and-so. So. Hallelujah. And number 12, he said unto them, you are the chief of the fathers of the Levites. Sanctify yourself. Even the Levites got to clean up. He said that we may bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel unto the place that I have prepared for it. We got to do some preparing. Yes, see, ain't no need trying to get it back and ain't got a way to put it. And I ain't talking about literal putting nothing. I'm talking about our hearts has to be prepared. This is why God told us to repent, because we got to have a prepared heart. And so he said, for because you did not at the first, you didn't do it at the first, our God made a breach upon us. For we didn't seek him after the order. We didn't seek God after the due order. We Jews know what it take, but we didn't do that. So the priests and the Levites sanctified themselves to bring up the ark of the God, Lord God. And I read about, and when I read that, I said, Lord, then he took me over to Peter, that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, not a curious people, but a peculiar. See, sanctified thought that we were curious. We are peculiar people. He said that we should show forth the praises of God. We should show forth the praises of God. Y'all know what the scripture says. And I said, God, we are the people that's going to bring this thing back. We're going to do it, Al. God showed it to me. We're going to do it. Praise the Lord. And so the Levites appointed all the people down here, the name, all the people, you know what I mean? And it came to pass when God, number 26, helped the Levites that bear the ark of the covenant of God. They offered 7 bullocks, 7 rams, whatever they had to listen. And David was clothed with a robe of fine linen. Many years ago, God took me over to Revelation. And the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. That's what Revelation said here. And I thought, I said, woo. And I got there. I said it so much that people say, yeah, Sister David, fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. You know, I did it. Yeah, okay, Sister David. I didn't know what I was saying. But I thought it went into that soul to that. The fine linen, I said, oh, God, this is wonderful. I thought I had a real good revelation. I'm telling you, even your brothers will get on you. Don't get no revelation and tell a lot of folks. You better keep your mouth shut if you want to keep your joy, because they'll take it away from you. They get sick. They get all, praise the Lord, but God ain't saying nothing to me. I was telling them to say that scripture. They said, yeah, you said that. I mean, people that love you. That's why I said, you got to learn how to love people, because folks that love you will get up in there crazy. People you would never thought saying something about you or say something to hurt your feeling if you don't keep yourself close to God. Because they flesh just like you are, and I'm telling you, sometimes they ain't been keeping up with what they supposed to do, and they'll say something they ain't got no business saying to hurt your feelings. And you can walk out the church with your feelings and say, I ain't never going back. Ain't no Sister David, she got a nice church, but did you see how Sister so-and-so looked at me? We're just as silly as we can be. You're going to let somebody keep you from the house of God. You're going to let somebody keep you. Hallelujah. You know you've been going through that week. God had a word for you and you ain't there. Don't let the devil fool you like that. Hallelujah. Be easy to forgive. But you don't say, well, they didn't feel good today. But you let the devil take you, get in your car, you talk about it all the way home. Watch out. And by that time, you're kicking the dog, slapping the cat, and you just got a mess. Now you got to go back. Oh, Lord. Ain't you tired of that? Oh, I have sinned. Then you get religious. I have sinned against you. Oh, shit. I said, Lord, I know you sick of that. I don't intend to come and do stuff I know I ain't got no business doing and go back. Oh, Lord. I said, Lord, this is it. This is it, Lord. I'm going to do what I know is right. I'm going to love when I know, you know, and I don't have to try to love. It's just something that's, I don't try. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, children of God, being a woman minister, I've been through some things. I'll tell you one thing. This lady invited me. I used to be on the radio. So she invited me to come to minister. I goes down to minister into a Baptist church. Boy, them Baptist preachers, you can't get in the pulpit. Well, I told her, I said, that's okay. I'll be a missionary, whatever. So I'm full of something. Oh, young girl, please. And so they were sitting on that side. And so the ministers, they were looking at me. They just could have cut me down and caused me to walk out. But they sit on the side. And one of the brothers had his leg had arthritis so bad he had wrapped it up. It's about three of them. The Holy Spirit came on me. I preached. And during this time, the Lord had used me a couple of times in casting out demonic spirits from drug addicts. You know, taking drugs. He had just delivered Jesse. Now I'm up there. I'm coming here with some God stuff here. Some God done. I'm preaching. I don't know what to preach. And by this time, I said, oh Lord, here come this drug demon. Oh God. This girl, she was so out of and they holding her. But I said, well, sisters, y'all coming up here now. We gonna pray for this woman. All because the sisters need. Come on. Something came over me. Something down in me. I just can't explain it. Something came over me. Boy, I laid hands on that woman. That devil came out of her. Praise the Lord. I said, take her in the bathroom. Because when the Lord ever used me, they would spit up stuff that I was scared of. I ain't never told you this, but it was a good time. And they took her in the bathroom. She came out shouting. By this time, the old brother sitting here said, pray for me, little lady. Pray for me. Put your hands on me. Pray for me. Now, I got a whole prayer line now. Praise the Lord. I want that back. I'm going to get it back because God said he's going to give it back to me. He said he's going to give it back to me. Praise the Lord. And I'm going back. Hallelujah. Get my thing together. Hallelujah. And do what I used to do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Pray like I used to pray. Read like I used to read. Hallelujah. Obey like I used to obey. I said, God, I want it back. And so I saw myself in this church walking down, laying hands on people. And people was getting miracles and signs and wonders. This is his word to me. That is what he told me, brother. He told me that. And I said, Lord, I know what it is. I know. You know what I'm saying? So I walked closely and softly in the place I was in, lest I miss God. It wasn't good. I ain't like it. And I still ain't liked it too well. But I said, God, I'm going to walk here until you move. And so he told me what to do. And I'm telling you, cut the devil down. Praise the Lord. I mean, I don't have a peek in my house. It's God. I can't tell you if they ain't your business. But I'm telling you, God is moving by his spirit. I say he's moving by his spirit. I'm going to show you what I want you to do. Praise the Lord. So the kids call me and say, can we come over? I say, yeah, you can come. Some kids from this church are riot now. They came over and sat down, and I knew exactly why God. It wasn't because they was, it was something God was showing me. This is what I want you to do. This is, these children need teaching. They need people that love them. They need true love. Listen, most time we go to witness, we carry a hatchet with us. You can't carry a hatchet with you then hack up people. You just can't do it. Jesus told the woman, he said, go call your husband. Now he knew that woman. What you need, what we need is that inner revelation of how to minister to people. He said, go call your husband. She said, I don't have a husband. It's true, you don't have a husband. But when he got through with her, she said, come and see a man. I said, when he got through with her, he said, she didn't go away. I said, boy, he really is. No, she said, come and see a man. This is the ministry that God is going to bring forth in you and in me. It's going to be a ministry of love. You're going to know what to say. You know, we want to see people saved, you know. But when I was really young in Christ, the saints of God, you drunk and get up. I said, dog, I didn't know nothing about the Lord. Then I said, no, to me that didn't seem right. You know, you go with a hatchet. The man know he drunk, he in the street, he know he drunk. There you go. I mean, why are you going to tell him you're drowning if he know he in the sea drowning? Show him a way out in love. Say, come on, I'll take you by the hand and lift you up out of this place. Praise the Lord. He already know where he is. You ain't got to be telling a drug addict or nobody else where they are, because they know where they are. Do this, do that. Because it takes the Lord to change them anyway. Say all you want to say. You could have saved that breath for prayer. Amen. So sometimes I may walk past somebody and say something, you know what I'm saying? But I know it takes God. It's God that takes. And so David brought the ark back and he put it in the place he had prepared for it. And we are preparing a place for God to dwell. You want him back, we have to have a place for him to stay. Amen. And we can't pretend. We can't say, well, I'm doing. No, no, you know better. You know better. If you was in a holiness church or in a Pentecostal church back in them days, they told you the truth. And nobody got to go back and get the Ten Commandments out and run them down to you. Because you know better. And when you know, it is required that you take care of it. You got to know that. And so I just want to thank the Lord for being here today. That's all. I thank the Lord for what he's done, what he's doing, how he's healing, how he's blessing. You are healed, sister. You know the word. I said, she may not get up well, but I believe she healed. And God got one more healing in this place. He want to do anybody else, but you got to line up because God is healing now. God going to do what he say now. All I can say is what he telling me, brother. I can't say. All I got to do is say what he say. I can't make him do nothing. I can't push him into do nothing. I can't pretend like, well, he. No, I'm just saying what he telling me in my heart. Hallelujah, to do and to say. But I told Bridget up there, I said, girl, you getting ready to get up and walk now. You getting ready to get up. I said, hallelujah, you going to get up and you going to be well. For I just believed it. I just believed it. Hallelujah. I met Ronnie. I said, God is going to do this thing. God, and sometimes you got to do something. Push the plate back. Jesus, when I seen how Jesus prayed, I said, Lord, I owe you something that I want to do. Because he prayed all the time. So much so until the apostle said, Lord, teach us how to pray. But what did he say? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Listen, thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in me, Lord, on the earth that I want you to work in. As it is in heaven. And praying like this for years, God has let me know I want my kingdom to come on in earth. And I want my will to be done. I want people to be healed, saved, had it turned around. Praise the Lord. And if you do it my way, you're going to see it all. And so that's what I've decided. I'm going to do it his way. I've been doing this for years. I ain't just that good up here, honey. I ain't just stood here. I'm going to tell you one more thing. I had prayed to God, Al, like that. That I understood at the time. I said, God, I want to pray for a Jehovah Witness. Like that. So my sister in the Lord that we worked everywhere. I go to her neighborhood and knock on the door. She come to my neighborhood like that. So it was her turn. She said, there's a family, Celeste, I want you to go see. I said, Coach, okay, we'll go. I was the Peter, the mouth. We went in the house. Now, how the Holy Spirit used me, he would give me a word. He said, let him read it. So this lady sat before me. I didn't know her name. I said, read this, honey. She read it. And that woman jumped up and left us. She said, oh, Lord, I didn't know you loved me like this. And I'm not, she gone. Oh, Jesus. Lord, I love you. Why didn't you tell me? God, she went up. It's gone. And me and Joseph, I'm looking up. Tears running down my eyes, tears running up. Okay, but over in the next room was a girl on her knee. A Jehovah Witness. On her knee. God will use you. God will use you, honey, to you. You said, ooh, God. Yeah. I've had some wonderful, I said, God, do it again. Do it again. Help us. I'm not saying God don't use me now, but I'm talking about like that, no. Amen. She got saved. A Jehovah Witness. And I'd ask God, I just want to see a Jehovah, because my cousin got off into this mess. I said, I want to see a Jehovah Witness saved. Now, they didn't tell me this girl was a Jehovah Witness when I came. God want people saved more than you do. He paid a greater price. What do you pay? Goodness, you can't hardly stand him if your husband say something to you. Or if your wife get angry with you. You can't hardly stand that. But Jesus went to the cross. Do we understand it? No. But I believe it. And I believe he has the power to heal. I believe he loves us so much. That soul got me. So much. I said, woo, I can't never get out the soul. Hallelujah. God bless you today. We're going to bring this ark back. The power of God. The presence of God. As we continually let the Lord cleanse our hearts. Like when brother, when the Holy Spirit was spoken, I know brother, the Lord speaks through this man. Boy, I was doing some judging. I said, God, it ain't got nothing to do with pastorate. Place, I said, it ain't got nothing to do with this. You let me know. Amen. Because I want to be saved. I want to see you in peace. I want to hear you say, well done. Come on in. Boy, I tell you. Brother Ed, when I saw that Sputnik or whatever that fell from heaven, with those poor men in there, they strapped down, and all this junk on them, they can't breathe through this and all that, and they got to make sure they got this off of there, they clean it up to make sure ain't nothing gonna go in the capsule, and then I sit there and watch that. I said, look at you. I'm coming to beat you one day, and I ain't gonna have to have no space suit on. I'm just going up. I had a vision that I was walking with me and my brother used to work together in the fields. And we was just walking down and up we went. And I think I had the crazy thing of, you know, thinking I'm going to be going up. You know, I'm going to be here, you know. Well, I mean, it's other things got to be done, brother, according to scripture, you know. It ain't been done yet. But I just got this thing, I'm going up. And I ain't going to have to put a space suit on either. The atmosphere gonna give way to the Jesus that's in us. Cause we gonna have a body like his. We gonna think about it if we wanna go see, the moon. Okay, boop. I do, I believe that. Yeah, you wanna go get see Mars? Boop. Just think about it. You gonna have a body like Jesus' body. It's just, Brother Eddie just said, I can't even preach on it because it's too heavy for me. I can only imagine. I ain't going to tell y'all I know all these so. I'm sorry, I just don't. But I tell you one thing, I believe it. I believe he's coming again. And I believe I have to live for him. And it ain't nothing about it. Pump, 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 you better. No, I want to. I say, I want to live for him. Gwen, your father, you know, he said, I said, Daddy, I'm going to make you a cake. Oh, you know, I said, no, you like, okay, he like cakes without all that junk on the top. You understand what I'm saying? He said, you feel like making me a cake? I said, I sure do. Daddy, you want to, what you call them things, you make it nice, you put the stuff in there, the ice cream in, and you stir it up. Shake. You want to shake? No, you don't feel like my, I said, do you want to shake?
There you go.
Well, I said, okay, coming up. Watch your children. God taught me something in that. This is past you. You should do, you should say, yeah. I'm going to say what the Lord say. I have to be me. I told somebody, I said, I just got to be me. I can't be nobody else. And if I'm another, then the God going to help me. Because this is me. I'm not going to be changing myself trying to make them. She ought to done so and so. You don't know what I ought to done. I ought to done what I did. Cause it's working what I did. It's working. What about yours? Is God working it out for you? Amen. All, and so God, you know what God started doing to me? He started me to looking at, Chinese, people who've been, you know, just going through and persecuted. And I said, Lord, please, I don't want to see nobody else. Especially how they do to women. I don't want to see nothing. I don't want to see nothing. No, let's go about this. God is good. And I can't go through nothing. These people getting all beat up and stuff stuck under their fingernails. And you ain't never had none of that. Come on. Yeah, but, oh, shut your mouth, girl. How did Luke Bonner, what does it say? Man up. Man up. Praise the Lord. Put on your whatever riches you're going to put on and man up. You ain't going through nothing. Who? Did you ever run from the police because you said Jesus to somebody? Take you somewhere and beat the mess out of you, strip you down naked and do this and that, things unmentionable. I said, Lord, I ain't never suffered all of that. I'm shutting my mouth. That little stuff I'm going through, I feel bad saying something. Because they go through so much. But you know they do it because they love the Lord. And then they go get the scripture and read. Then they read the scripture. They say, God said, he that love is love. I said, oh Lord. Then they read that scripture. Good for me to be here today. Praise the Lord. I just thank the Lord for you all. I'm up there. Hallelujah. I look at my brother. I look at my son that's growing. Praise the Lord. I say, he gets so, hallelujah, he can't, and I seen him, like Paul. I said, oh Lord, I'm sure glad we ain't got no second story wonders. Cause I said, when I start preaching, somebody gonna fall out the window. I love it. And I say, oh God, that desire. But you know, we're all different people. Be yourself. Love one another. Pray for one another. But be yourself. You just as sweet as you can be. God loves you just the way you are. If you just a crier or a clapper or whatever, if you do it with God's, then he loves you. At this time, I really want to open the altar. If you need help, praise the Lord. Wherever you